السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast News and Comment 17,000 Little Bodies News Quote-unquote, Israel's leaders are jubilant about the progress of the offensive against Hezbollah that started with the detonation of weaponized pagers and radios and moved on to intense and deadly airstrikes. Defense Minister for quote-unquote Israel, Yoav Gallant, said, Quote, today was a masterpiece. This was the worst week Hezbollah has had since its establishment, and the results speak for themselves. End quote. BBC. Comment. Detonation of weaponized gadgets, followed by quote-unquote extensive strikes, resulted in more than 500 people being killed in Lebanon since Monday, September 23rd. According to Lebanon's health ministry, women, children, and medics were among those killed and wounded. Hezbollah is a resistance group that rose to prominence in the 1980s in opposition to quote-unquote Israel, whose forces had occupied southern Lebanon during the country's 1975 through 1990 civil war. Previously, we have seen headlines flashing and fiery talk shows about the evil powers of Hamas in Palestine, and if we take a small trip down the memory lane, we will see the similar opinions about the Taliban from Afghanistan. Hezbollah, like these other groups, is a reactionary group, and all of these groups were formed much after the creation of nation-states, basically in response to the prevailing injustices. So the foundation is nationalism, but the stigma of the Islamic faith and Muslim names reflected as a burning light, which created fear of extinction in the enemies of Islam, as it appeared to radiate like a fire that will burn and erase the disbelief. And for the Muslims, it appeared to be the light that will show them the path of their ultimate destination, attainment of an Islamic state. As Muslims, Sirah of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our way of life. His Sirah teaches us to become a shield for Muslim children and women. We must take our lessons and learn about the objectives, reasons, strategies, and tactics of his battles. In the last 10 months, 17,000 little children have been killed. This is an estimated count based on the reported killings besides missing under the rubble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse 76,
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ الطَّاغُوتِ فَقَاتِلُوا أَوْلِيَاءَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا
Those who believe fight in the cause of Allah, and those who disbelieve fight in the cause of Taghut. So fight against the allies of Shaitan. Indeed, the plot of Shaitan has ever been weak. Just before its destruction, when the Khilafah was at its weakest, Muslims around the world started different movements to save the Khilafah from failing. The motive of these movements was to save the shield of this Ummah from being destroyed. Imam Shamir from Chechnya, Muhammad ibn Ali al-Sunusi, Omar Mukhtar from Libya, Sayyid Ahmed Shahid Brelvi are a few examples of scholars who turned into freedom fighters, recognizing the fact that the Muslims need examples of bravery and resilience from the ones they trusted. To this date, colonizers cannot taint the names of these and such others because they stood on a common platform fighting for saving the caliphate. After the division and distribution of Muslim lands, they were served the forbidden fruit named nationalism, and thus came further fragmentation. Anyone who stood for something could not claim the whole. Millions of Muslims have lost their lives after the abolishment of the Khilafah. Countries were granted and then destroyed by the indifferent colonial powers. Revolutionary ideas were borrowed and mixed with Islamic faith. Resistance groups rose and fought tooth and nail. Others took notes, made news, and thought that it would not reach them. They tried and are still trying to be friends with the enemy, forgetting that the faith is the wall that stands between the enemy and them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ali Imran, verse 103,
اعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون
And hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether and do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies and He brought your hearts together and you became by His favor brothers. And you were on the edge of a pit of fire and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses that you may be guided. Muslims of this time need to raise their voices and call out the soldiers who are sons of Muslim mothers. If the Sufi scholars can get on the horseback and fight as it is the need of the time, then what is wrong with the uniformed and trained young sons of this ummah? The man who stands for Allah will find his feet firm in the ground. The man who recognizes the purpose of his life will find a way to act. You are the man. You are the son. You are the slave of Allah, towards whom the eyes of the ummah are. Take your stand, stay firm, call for the Khilafah on the method of the prophethood. Demand from the Muslim armies to fight the enemies and help the wailing mothers. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Ikhlaq Dehan.